streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Some banks make it complicated to redeem credit card rewards. Discover doesn't. Any amount of cash at any time. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Shady McCoy drafted out of Pitt second round to the Philadelphia Eagles, their all-time leading rusher. And now, you know, it's an interesting organization. They've moved off coaches. They've had four coaches in 23 years. Three have been to a Super Bowl. They've moved off quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And I always feel like East Coast cities are more traditional.
Yeah.
West Coast, man, Vegas, we just blow buildings up.
Start right.
Over. And the East, the churches, the prep schools, the architecture's legendary, the Phillies. And yet here's the Eagles, a proud organization out East, and they're like, new coach, new court. They take huge swings on free agents.
That's right.
It's a really unique Northeast, like they have a great history, but
right.
Did you feel it like when you were there, they almost are run like a West Coast team. Very free agent-y, very much about trying new stuff.
Yeah. I think most of that is just because of, like, the community, the fans. If you haven't played in Philadelphia or went to a game, you got to go. It's a different experience. So I just think that part is big because they'll do whatever it takes to win. We got to pay how much to bring them here? Bring them on in. Right? We got to trade who? Trade them. Losing is – you can't lose in Philadelphia.
It's a loud city. Would you ever drive to work after a loss and turn on sports radio there?
No, I didn't. But I knew it was on there. that's the only place where the fans would get at you. Like, hey, man, where was your mind at? Third quarter, you fumbled that ball? What were you thinking? And you only could – I appreciate that. Every player can't really – they won't love Philadelphia.
That's right.
You gotta be tough
it
to be in that city.
It eats people up.
Yeah. I mean, like not even jump to a different sport, but like Ben Simmons, right?
Ate him up.
Carson Wentz. You gotta embrace the fans. Hey, good or bad. That's why people love Jalen Hurts, because if he plays bad, he'll say it. I gotta do better. Right? Had a bad game, I flushed that away, I'm going to the next. So that's the thing about Philadelphia. You gotta really love it. And that's why I think they make the moves they make to try to win.
No, I think there's a lot of urgency, and I appreciate that. So you had Andy Reid.
I did.
But it was a different Andy Reid. He wasn't calling plays back then. Do you ever watch him now and think, what about the tricks?
When do you remember the Wasp play at the Super Bowl? Or the Wasp play where on the goal line, they did the little, like...
The Nick Foles thing?
No. Andy Reid with the Chiefs.
It was Yeah.
So when I first get to the Chiefs, Andy Reid's calling plays. So he calls all the plays there. He calls it into Eric Bieniemy. Bieniemy sends it in to Pat.
Yeah.
So when I got there, I was trying to learn the offense because a new offense. It was similar, but, you know, different things.
Yeah.
It's been over, what, six-something years. So he's up there early, drawing plays up, watching the old football with the leather helmets, black and white TV. That's Andy Reid. This is what he does. So I remember going to, like, man, why you didn't call these plays when I was in Philadelphia? We had a good time. But one thing about Coach Reid, though, he's always trying to get better. Like, they'll have 2 weeks to prepare for the Eagles, and you're going to see stuff that you haven't seen all year. That's what makes them different. The first 15 plays that people talk about, you have a game, the first 15 is like the plays you make in where they haven't seen yet. He's the best at it.
So we had him on for about 20 minutes earlier today. He said he's he said he's much nicer to the players now. He goes, I was grumpy when I was young.
Andy was tough. My rookie year, he didn't speak to me.
Why?
He don't speak to rookies. That's his thing. You got to prove to me that, you know, he would talk to me like, hey, on this play you have this, you have that. But not the joking Andy Reid. Andy Reid's a jokester, a lot of jokes. My second year and third year, he was way different. I think the biggest difference from when I got with him in Philadelphia to when I got with the Chiefs was, first of all, when I first met him, he had the black pony sneakers. Remember the old pony sneakers back in the day? Now when I go with the Chiefs, has Air Force Ones. He is the best coach of adapting. A lot of older coaches, they can't do it.
No.
So now with him like doing the different dance moves, that's right. With the young kids listening to TikTok and Instagram, he's involved with that. And that makes you comfortable with your coach because he can really adapt.
I was talking to Sean Payton yesterday just about the intelligence of Mahomes. And I said this.
Smart dude.
Mahomes does something that I've never seen a quarterback do to this level. Marino was really good. But Patrick will see an opening, and by the time he sees it, and the ball's out of his hand is less than a second.
Yeah.
And it but guys like, I love Sam Darnold. The processing was slow. The delivery. Everything with Patrick is see it, ball out. And that was a throw in the end zone, at the front of the end zone. 99% of quarterbacks have ever played, great ones.
Yep.
That's just a tick late. I think he's getting better.
Yes, he is. But so the thing with Mahomes, people understand, is that, like, he's just getting warmed up. He's still young.
Kid.
And he's still learning with the best coach, I think, in the NFL, especially the best offensive mind with Andy Reid.
Yeah.
And then you talked about, like, his talent. So some things, as a player, you can't teach. The best thing with Pat is he's smart and he has stuff that you can't teach, like the delivery, like getting the ball out quick, seeing it, boom. Because the NFL, I mean, you know, like, every second is, you know, that's – eternity for NFL.
Before he was a superstar, because you played with him, I mean, like, people talk about Aaron Rodgers when he sat for 3 years behind Favre. He developed into a star.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't ready to play. Did you know first practice, could you tell, oh, boy, this is different?
Yes. My first, and I like to credit myself for having good hands. My first pass, it was like he faked it to me. He rolled out to the right, and I'm thinking, well, there's no way he's throwing the ball to me. He's on the right side, I'm on the left side. There's no way. He throws a no look. And I, like, kind of drop it. And Andy Reid, like, smiles at me because he's thinking, you didn't even expect that. And I think the first time I really realized how good he was, so I got there the year he had a crazy MVP year already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the next year he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What blew me away was when I watched him on tape in that practice, I'm like, wow, he has so much room to get better. It's scary.
No, Peter Schrager sent me a piece of video years and years and years ago that, I mean, again, Lamar Jackson won an early MVP,
yeah.
And yet some would argue he's regressed.
Right.
There are players that win awards and do things, and they don't.
Correct.
Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
After that MVP. So I'm not knocking Mahomes doing great stuff early, but remember, with Andy Reid, he made everybody win.
Yeah.
So it is interesting. I always like to ask players, when you get into a room in the first practice, I don't see a lot of ego with Mahomes either.
Not even with him. See, and I got to give a lot of credit to Coach Reid. Coach Reid makes everybody check the ego at the door, right? Because, I mean, he drafts great players, and he develops these players. So you got Travis Kelce. You had Tyreek Hill, right? You got Patrick Mahomes. These guys are being developed. So I think a lot of the coaches, and not coaches, but quarterbacks and other players, they get so much success early, and then that's it. How can you
coach MVP? Oh, there's no question.
Where Andy Reid is not that. No, you're going to get better.
Well, there's a reason they call it dynasty.
Yep.
There's not many of them. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of quarterbacks and a lot of players who have great one-off years.
Yep.
Like sustained success, happens to a lot fewer players than you think. Some guys get the money. Some guys get hurt. Some, you know, we've had these.
Satisfied, too.
It's there are very few all-time great anythings in any industry.
Yeah.
And it feels like, to me, Mahomes is just getting better. So Jalen Hurts is fascinating. He doesn't have the arm. He doesn't have this. Doesn't have that. But I said it earlier today. There's a Burrow quality to him.
Okay.
That I know if I pay him, I got a grown-up.
Yeah.
Good parents, rock solid, work ethic, been doubted his whole life. And by the way, there have been guys that get the cash, you know them, and it's not the same.
They are not the same.
A big part of it is, I know if I give Jalen money, I'm good.
Yeah. And you could tell he's a coach's son, right? And that means a lot just because the way he approaches the game, right? Like, he's a hard worker. Everything you see, the things he says, that's who he is. So I think that he has that chip on the shoulder from being doubted. He's always good enough, but not good enough. You know, like, he was good enough to go to Alabama, you know, be the player of the year, office player of the year, but not good enough to stay starting and they bench you in a championship game.
Linda, take me to an athlete's perception, though. He and Burrow both know that if they take the most money, you can't keep everybody. So this roster in Philadelphia, dude, there's a lot of cash. A lot of guys making it. How would an athlete, if I was a GM and I went to you and you're the quarterback and I said, listen, we love you.
Yeah.
But we want to keep coming back here. Are players offended by that? Because if I was Howie Roseman, I'd say, I love you, but I can't pay you Mahomes money.
Right. I'll tell you this much. So I won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs. Then the next year I went to the Bucks and won a championship.
Yeah.
So as we're stretching and talking, and the players asked me about the Chiefs and Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. We were having a conversation. And Brady says, this is when I knew that he was different, talking about Patrick Mahomes. He said, because the way that he structured his contract, that let me know that, okay, he doesn't really care about the money part. He cares about winning. Save enough money to big enough, because he took a 10-year deal. I mean,
that's right.
But he did all that so he could pay players around him. That lets you know he wants to win. So a guy like Jalen Hurts, I could see him doing something similar because he's all about winning. And, you know, quarterbacks, they get all the endorsements. They get everything. So they're going to make money. But it's a fact of, if I do take the big cash, how can I have a team around me?
Of course.
And I think that, and I love Jalen Hurts, but I love it even better when I have him and all the guys, the line, offensive line, the defensive guys. That's what makes a dynasty. That's what makes a big team. So I think he'll take that type of deal where he gets some money in his pocket, but also enough to have a good team around him.
What's your gut feeling? Because you have loyalties to Andy Reid in Philadelphia.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I mean, what if I just say to you, your gut feeling what the game will look like? Because I think Philadelphia's got better players.
Wait, no. Yeah. Yeah, like
almost every unit.
Every unit. Maybe like four positions, you know, the D-tackle.
I mean, I like the Chiefs O-line. It's not as good as Philly's.
Nope, they're not.
I loved Chris Jones and Frank Clark. It's not as good as, I mean, the way Hassan Reddick played, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Who wins? You ask me?
I'm just saying, what is it going to look like?
I just think that if the Chiefs can somehow stop the run, which they did pretty well against the Bengals, but then our offense, we run the ball a lot different. You know, we're a top running team in the league, and I think it's a lot to do with Jalen Hurts. If they can slow that run game down, then I think it would be a better game. I just think overall the Eagles have better players. But then on the other side, you do have Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, and he's also been there.
He's already
been
there.
You can see Jalen being a little tight early. I could see it.
I could see that. And also, I feel like this Chiefs team, they're a little different. They've been the underdogs lately in this playoffs, it feels like. And when have the Patrick Mahomes, MVP, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid be underdogs? So now I feel like they are approaching everything different. So I think it'll be a better game than what people think. You know, but if the Eagles can run the ball a certain way, they should win, but it's hard to go against Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
It is.
I won't bet on it. Tell you that much. I won't be betting on it. I'm gonna enjoy the game.
Yeah. First of all, it's a perfect game. It's Andy Reid against this old team.
Andy Bowl.
And I always said this. I've been really lucky. I've had great bosses. But I could get if Andy Reid, like if I was traded, I don't think fans ever get this. If I was traded by Fox to somebody and like they only got like a little bit back, I'd be like, kind of bitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of want to shove it. You know what I mean? Like, fans never talk about this. Like, you're trading me for a third round pick. So Andy gets fired by Philadelphia.
Yep.
I'm not a big grudge holder, but I mean, my takeaway is
I was mad about that.
I would be too.
Yeah. Cause like,
Andy, if I'm Andy, this is going to be the best game plan I've ever had.
Oh, and that's how he is. See, Andy shows the media one side. You probably know. He wants to win this game. Like, he still probably feels that, I don't know, reject. Like, oh.
Of course.
For all them years, because Philadelphia wasn't that good. They got Andy Reid, he turned the whole program around.
Yeah.
Right? And he develops the players the best. You know, they draft well. They develop their players. And he's a big part of that. So, when they got rid of him, I couldn't understand why. All these holes, it ain't Andy Reid. So, but anyway.
When you got moved, you didn't like it.
When I got moved? Yeah. Or when he got moved?
No, you.
Yeah, when I got moved. Well, we had Chip Kelly. I mean.
Well, now that.
He didn't, you know, he was just experimenting. You know, it was like when fantasy football started getting big, he was just putting players here and there, trading them.
You're a little bitter, though?
Not no more. I was, though, for a lot of different reasons, what people don't know. So, like, I had so many different endorsement deals that I lost.
Because you were the star.
Yeah. So, I mean, at the time, like 4 years running, I had like a top five jersey sale, right? You get the royalties, yeah, et cetera. So, but when I went to Buffalo, at the time, they weren't Buffalo, they are now.
Right.
Right? So there was no.
Fitzpatrick, wasn't it? Who was your quarterback?
Who we have? We had Tyrod Taylor, but who was starting was E.J. Manuel at first.
Oh, that wasn't great.
Well, it was just young. I'll just say that it was
nice
young.
Nice guy. Yeah. Wasn't great.
But,
nice guy.
So when everything changed, like, man, and then I think about, like, I'm really tight with Larry Fitzgerald. He's always been a Cardinal. So people would say that, well, not say, but I am the all-time leading rusher in Philadelphia history.
Yes, you are.
In 6 years. I would have blew that out the window if I'd have stayed there. And if you would look at the offense, the year at the Super Bowl that the Eagles won, our offense was probably better than that offense. It was the defense that we had that wasn't that good, where that defense was lights out. You see what I'm saying? And then he got rid of me, DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin. You got to act like trying to make that team the drafting guys. We actually was drafted. So
how about if you were in this offense for Philly?
Yeah, it would be fun. I would love to play with Miles Sanders.
Yeah.
Speed guy, yeah, really good. Then on that, the lineman. I played with Kels, you know, so now he's like the OG, and Lane was there.
Dude, he's the best center, arguably.
Oh, when we first drafted him, I said, Coach Reed, man, this center's small. You think he can? Man, we got in camp. He was lighting it up, hitting them tough, fast, getting out to the perimeter. All that pulling with the center, Kelce started that type of stuff. People wasn't pulling these centers like that. Kelce made it easy to do that.
Yeah.
And that team I have now, I would love to play for this team I have now. The way that Nick Sirianni is like game planning and getting the guys on perimeter and having a quarterback that could create in a running game and a passing game, it would be easy. Be easy.
I mean, Kelsey's arguably I don't know all-time centers. I don't have a list.
He's up there.
The last 10 years, probably the best. Also, Lane Johnson's probably the best right tackle.
I played with Lane, and he was a baby. I'm like, you play quarterback? That's all, God is amazing, the way he builds these players. He was a quarterback. And I watched his feet and how tough he was, and I said, this guy's going to be an all-pro in year two.
You know, it's Lane, the other day I heard him talk, and he's like, I'm not 100%. I was really worried about how I was going to play. And I'm like, hurt. He's the best right tackle in football.
That's how
hurt.
Good he is. That's how good he is, Jason. He's a bad
all
boy.
Right. Yeah, so you had I lose count of who was quarterback in the Bills. There was this era of Tyrod, EJ,
yeah,
Fitzpatrick. Remember they signed Fitzpatrick to a big old deal at one point. They gave him a lot of lettuce. He had a really good September game.
Yeah,
weather was good, and they're like, boom, we're paying you.
Yeah, he's okay. I just think that it's funny when you go from an organization with Andy Reid and you see how they do other things, other places.
Yeah,
you know, like Andy develops the players and has a great staff. You know, we'll get these players, we're going to draft them. Even the coaches, like, it's just a different type of, like, atmosphere. You know, that's why I love Coach Reed, man, because he really showed me what a winning franchise looks like.
By the way, you were there for Josh Allen's rookie year. He was a little wild.
Man, when I first seen Josh Allen play, I saw he's going to be great. That might take some time because, like.
He wasn't accurate.
You see how games, so even now, he gets crazy with the ball a little bit. But he was even more like that as a rookie. But. Like I talked about earlier, you can't coach some things. God just gave it to him. His strength, his size, his competitive nature, his arm strength. And I guess he wasn't as accurate as a rookie, but you've seen it. I'm going to say 2-3 years, this dude's going to be probably the top three quarterback in the league. And that's true.
One college scholarship offer. Is that crazy?
Yeah, I always mess with him about that. Like, Wyoming? That's another thing. You go to Wyoming, how much are you getting taught how to be a good quarterback? That's why Brian Daboll, I love him so much, because when I see them guys working together, I said, wow, he's going to develop him into be an outstanding quarterback.
And he was. And Brian left, and he didn't have as good a year. All
That's
right.
true. That is true.
Shady, it's great seeing you.
I'm happy you didn't ask me who's going to win the game. I appreciate that.
I didn't know. No, I said, what's it going to look like?
Yeah, I know. I know. I appreciate that.
All right. J-Mac with the news.
Wait, why you didn't get no – the Eagle
– He did. It was Seahawks.
Come on. Seahawks.
How are you dodging the question, Jamie?
He didn't ask me that.
I don't like to ask people early.
He didn't ask me that.
I didn't – no, I don't.
I'm asking.
They teach you on Fox to listen to the question.
Is that what they do here?
That's what they teach me. They develop well, too.
Something?
All right.
Yeah, they teach me, man.
So who you got?
Well, now you're asking me the question?
I am asking
you. I got to think about it. We don't got that much time.
Oh,
come on now.
The show right after us. He'll give you the answer.
Yeah.
How's that?
Right.
Or the show after this show after us.
Also, by the way, Shady McCoy is going to play in the basketball game at the Super Bowl.
Nobody cares.
I'm trying to get Cowherd.
Listen. I'm gonna average about 20 points.
Yeah.
And
he
said
he could dunk right now.
Yeah.
I heard you can't go left.
Jump as you heard?
Ooh.
I guess we gotta find out.
Yeah, your game.
It's gonna find out, baby.
Mid-range jumper, okay, can't hit a three.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, J-Mac News.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's get to the Brothers Kelce Cowherd.
This is start the Herdline
there?
News.
Sure. 10 years ago, we had the Brothers Harbaugh in Super Bowl 47. Kelce's will be the first to do it as players. Kelce brothers have already won a Super Bowl, putting together Hall of Fame caliber resumes. Who would you rather have on your team? Jason Kelce, the great center, or Travis, the unbelievable
tight
end?
It's the best center I recall. I don't have a list of centers. He's the best tight end. I think Travis is the best tight end I've ever seen.
Ever?
I think
Gronk,
Tony
Gonzalez.
They're all great. He's probably the best I've ever seen. Again, it's weird because he has Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. So it's, I think Travis Kelce, that game a couple weeks ago, didn't he have like 14 catches?
Travis Kelce has a good matchup against Eagles linebackers, but Jason Kelce versus Chris Jones is appointment viewing in the trenches.
Yeah.
Chris Jones,
I like when the Eagles like have a third and one or a fourth and one, and they get behind Kelce and they give you the aerial view of it.
Oh, yeah.
He will move multiple 300 pound men. Not like his guy. He'll move multiple men. Yeah. Jason Kelce is in an insane all-time talent.
Next up, Bill Belichick. It's weird. We haven't really talked about him lately.
No, he's not in the playoffs. That's probably a reason.
He hasn't won a playoff game without
those.
Brady. So they had the decision not to hire an offensive coordinator last season. Albert Breer is now saying, here's what the role that Belichick played in the offense last season. My understanding is Belichick was active on the headsets on game day, having the sort of oversight over the offense that he traditionally had over the defense and moonlighting as play caller at points, which is why at times calls were late going in and the offense could look messy from an operational
standpoint. Well, you saw how frustrated Mac Jones was, visibly upset. So, I mean, I think there was a lot of miscommunication and tension in the building. You know, I always say, you know a couple's in trouble when they fight publicly. When Mac Jones is screaming at coaches publicly, well, then what's he doing in the locker room? What's he doing at practice? So, listen, I know these guys know way more than us, but I don't think any reasonable person thought Matt Patricia as the offensive coordinator was smart. And I don't know one millionth as much football as Bill Belichick, but you're a little tone deaf on what's happening in the league if you think Joe Judge and Matt Patricia are going to take you to another level in a division with Mike McDaniel and now Josh Allen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, or Josh Allen, now Mike McDaniel. I mean, it's just you're not paying attention to what's happening in the league.
And now you got to worry about Nathaniel Hackett and Zach Wilson in New York. And
no, you got to worry about that? Not really, not at all.
Final story. All right. 49ers defensive coordinator D'Amico Ryans completed his second interview with the Texans today.
How about this?
Considered the favorite for the job, Colin.
Turned down Denver.
So that's Dan Quinn said no. Jim Harbaugh said no.
Wow.
D'Amico Ryans said no.
And wow.
I think we would both agree Sean Payton probably not going to go to Denver. Very, very weird. Denver's ownership, like, I don't know how you get splashy when you've been rejected by four. And what does it say that every coach is like, oh, Russell Wilson's there. Yeah, that's a no-go for me.
I mean, think about this. They have good outside weapons offensively, a star running back, a really good left tackle, an excellent defense, and nobody wants the job. The Houston Texans.
This has to be an overreaction to Russell Wilson's bad year, right?
You and I agree with that. You and I think that. Just say it out loud. Star running back, left tackle, excellent weapons, solid tight ends, great defense. Not interested. Look at the jobs that are open. Yeah. It's tire fires all through the sport.
I mean, Arizona's not a good job.
Oh, Houston's it's a mess.
Not a good job. Do you think somebody tried to text me that David Shaw from Stanford could be a Hail Mary last ditch effort?
Well, I
just don't see it. I don't know what they do at this point. I have no clue where they're going to go.
They lack cap flexibility. Okay, that's duh. You could figure that out going online. But I do think, they have new owners. So they're paying to the market or above the market. It's very rare when a job has a lot of elite players and is paying above market average and multiple people say no. Wow.
Not great.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're going to the Super Bowl. Take a look at our amazing set that's being built in Arizona. We'll be there next Thursday and Friday right outside State Farm Stadium. We'll have great guests getting ready for the Eagles and the Chiefs next week right here on The Herd.
What's the date today?
I never
keep track
of the date. January 31st.
So it's the last day of January.
Correct.
All right. Good month for us. I'm just seeing some.
How good?
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Start the year, slam dunk wireless savings, consumercellular.com/TheHerd, promo code TheHerd. So Andy Reid stopped by earlier today. It is, I think about this from time to time. Like, Patrick Mahomes is obviously talented, but he was not a winning quarterback in college. He didn't start as a rookie. Then he comes out and blows everything away. But we all know this is true. Coaching matters a lot. Daniel Jones bust. Daniel Jones playoffs with a coach. Justin Herbert's best year. His rookie year. Well, he's better now, right? But the numbers aren't as good. They had to fire an OC. They had to fire initially Anthony Lynn, now the offensive coordinator. So, watching Mahomes this weekend, I literally think he's gotten better. I thought it was as impressive as I've ever seen him when you contextualize the leg, no run game, the defense, missing multiple starting receivers. I thought it was about as good as I've ever seen him play. And it's interesting because, remember, the week before he got injured and everybody's freaking out and he's yelling at Andy Reid on the sideline, wants to go back in, and Andy Reid's like, no, and Chad Henne eventually came in for however long he came in, and Andy Reid talked about that exchange.
He was mindset that I'm going back in and I'm fine and I don't need an x-ray and all this. And I said, well, you're going to go back in, but you're going to get an x-ray first. And he didn't like that, but he did it. And what was coincidental was, and I didn't see this till later, but he ran up the ramp to get the x-ray. I mean, that's how mad he was and how much adrenaline he had going through him. And I go, this kid is crazy that way, but a good crazy.
And not all these quarterbacks. Josh Allen was not very good, was great. I thought this year regressed. Lamar Jackson, wow, many believe he's regressed. Justin Herbert, great rookie year. Many believe slight regression. Mahomes, great. Now, his numbers, I think, didn't he have, like, when he was MVP, like 50 touchdown passes or something? But you think to yourself, when guys are great early, this is what they are. It's just not Kyler Murray, by the way. I thought was unbelievable first couple years. He has regressed. So there's no guarantee just because a guy is great or has a great year, there's no guarantee these guys are great every year. It's not the way it works. Joe Flacco had one great playoff run. I bought into Colin Kaepernick for about a year. I thought he was unbelievable, and he's running past Green Bay, and the Packers couldn't chase him down. But I think Mahomes, whereas Allen and Lamar Jackson, you could argue, have pulled back a little bit. I'm not sure. I think Mahomes is getting better. Like, I thought that performance was just wow stuff. And Andy summed up why Patrick is one of the greatest of all time.
Probably a little bit like comparing fighter pilots. Some guys see a little bit better than others. They all see well, but some see better than others. And Patrick's able to, you teach young kids, you keep your eyes down the field as you move. Well, when Patrick moves, he naturally does that. And then he has accuracy and strength, velocity on the ball at the same time. And so that makes him a little bit different than a lot of quarterbacks. You hear the great ones saying that he's a great one, and that's quite a compliment to him. And now you add this whole thing in with the ankle and the stuff that he's pushing through mentally is special.
Some guys are a slow build. Eli Manning was a slow build. Brady was a slow build. I think Drew Brees was a slow build. Lamar was unbelievable our first glimpse, and then it feels like there's a pullback. Josh Allen struggled, unbelievable. Feels like a pullback. Mahomes was unbelievable, and I think he's getting better. I mean, it's pretty much
stayed that way.
Well, it's also he's handled fame well. He's handled money well. A lot of it for, I mean, would you have handled money great at 25 years old? I probably wouldn't. So I think he's one of those guys, though, that and he's got a resilience. Him losing a lot in college probably was great. Because he hated that feeling. Because now he's winning a lot. But there's, after that fumble this weekend, watching him go down to his teammates on the bench, and he's like verbalizing, come on, guys, we're good. Don't worry about it. Get it back. Because that was a weird play. It kind of felt like Kansas City's controlling it. Then they fumbled, and you're like, okay, this is the moment. This is the Bengals' big break in the game. And he actually said, as he was wrestling for the ball, he got tweaked again. He probably should have just given that one up.
Did you see his arm, the way it was stuck under? I think it was Hubbard or one of the defense. Could have easily been broken right there. That's scary. Stick his arm out there. Oh, Mahomes.
Has the line moved at all?
I think it's down to 1.5.
Philadelphia favored by 1.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chiefs are taking some money to bring it back from 2.5.
I don't know. My gut.
It's a coin toss. Let's be realistic. It is a coin toss. Nobody knows exactly who's going to
win. Jalen Hurts can't play like that. He's got to be better.
He will be better. He's not going against the 49ers defense. Chiefs defense is good, but it's not San Fran.
All right, good stuff. Nick Wright, Andy Reid, Shady McCoy, All-Star Show on a Tuesday. And J-Mac's got the logo to prove it. We'll see you tomorrow live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.